Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Commercial crabbers use baited wire traps to lure their prey. Sometimes it's not just the crab that gets away. The trap can also end up missing in action.
Sometimes these traps can get lost due to storms or some other issues. And what happens is, unfortunately, they'll continue to keep fishing after they've been lost. So we can lose some fishes and certainly other marine life in these things. And it's very good to get them removed to where that ghost fishing, as it's called, can be reduced.
Mike Ray is Acting Division Director for Coastal Fisheries. He says errant crab traps can become hazards.
Our number one concern is some of the crabs and fishes and even some diamondback terrapins and things like that can occasionally get caught in these traps if they do get lost, and we'd like to try to stop that. Obviously, it can be a hazard to boat traffic and things like that, too, if they tend to be where the boats run. It certainly can be a blight just for folks seeing these things, and it's certainly another reason that we like to get them removed.
A yearly crab trap cleanup takes place along the coast to minimize their impact. This year's cleanup pulled in close to 2,000 traps. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of Sea Center, Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.